So All-Star Weekend in Atlanta is now wrapped up for the 2025 All-Star Break. And I think it's important to revisit. This All-Star Break should have happened in Atlanta 4 years ago. However, it didn't for maybe the most ridiculous, stupid, and thoughtless reason I've ever seen. And it was very infuriating at the time, but now it's making my blood boil once again after seeing Dave Roberts and his response to somebody questioning him. Hey, I thought this law was racist. Is it no longer racist anymore in Atlanta? And him being completely dumbfounded and have no answer at all. But I think it illustrates how stupid the reasoning was to move the All-Star game from Atlanta in the first place was. And I'm going to get all on that in this video, folks. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just stay tuned. But first, please like and subscribe down below. Check out our other videos as well at Right Side Media, where we're so conservative and just plain right with all of our content across the board, whether it's gaming, sports, our radio show, whatever it is, make sure you check out our content. All right, let's get into this video. So like I said, in 2021, MLB decided to move the All-Star game from Atlanta to Colorado because of a, in Joe Biden's words, Jim Crow on steroids law that was passed in Georgia, which was just simply an election integrity act. It just made elections more secure, requiring voter ID, making absentee ballots more difficult, as if you have to prove you're who you are before having an absentee ballot, you know, all common sense stuff. And by the way, this is a state of Georgia that actually voted blue in 2020. So this was a Democrat state at the time. And then MLB decided it was going to be an activist league and decided to move the All-Star game from Atlanta to Colorado to protest this racist Jim Crow on steroids law, which was absolutely ridiculous. And at the time, you know, it was during the George Floyd riots. It was just past COVID. We were in an era of extreme political correctness in the sports world. We had the kneeling during the anthem, during the NBA finals or the NBA bubble in 2020. And so it was a very weird time in the sports world where all the leagues were abiding by their political correctness because they were scared to be canceled or scared to be called out or whatever. But this may have taken the cake of the most ridiculous one because of just how stupid it was from the sense of it didn't need to happen. It was not a racist Jim Crow law. It was a common sense law. So just the fallibility of the reasoning behind it was, like I said, infuriating. But Dave Roberts, who is the manager of the Dodgers at the time, in 2021, who was going to be the coach of the NL team, said he would have needed to reconsider if he was going to coach in that game if the game was held in Atlanta, and said that they need to be relentless with their voices about overturning this law, and they would have to re-question having the game in Atlanta with this law on the books. You know, being a complete political activist at the time, which is fine, you can do that, even though I disagree with you, he has every right to do that. However, fast forward to 2025, where Dave Roberts is one of the managers for the NL team this year, and was asked by a reporter at a press conference for this game about his past comments and what happened. Is the law no longer racist in Atlanta? And why is he back here if it was so racist at the time 4 years ago? Here's his quote.
There is a law on the books here in Atlanta that is a voter suppression law that Joe Biden has called Jim Crow of the 21st century. Dave, in 2021, in the MLB Network special, you said it's about being relentless with our voices and speaking up. And this is not an isolated moment, and it needs to be something talked about on an ongoing basis. And being relentless with it. What happened to being relentless with our voices? And why are we in Atlanta when this law is still on the books? And it is a dangerous situation to be a journalist in Atlanta because Atlanta has detained the most journalists by ICE.
But I think she was talking to you. I don't know if you have, I think so. I believe it was, once again, it was hard to hear. But do you have any thoughts on Atlanta hosting the All-Star game whenever there was obviously some conversations in the past, I believe, right?
I think Pat answered it perfect, and honestly, I appreciate the question. I appreciate your thoughts. I do feel that I'm excited to be here. I think that it's a great city. I think baseball fans are excited to be here and celebrate these great athletes. I'm not a politician. I do feel that everyone has their right to voice thoughts, but right now I really choose to just focus on the players and the game, and be excited to be here. And for me, to be able to manage these guys and to manage against these guys, I'm honored. So I don't want to get into the politics. So, but thank you.
And with that being said, great for sports, to showcase Atlanta, and we're lucky.
I'm not a politician. I don't know anything about politics. I'm sorry. What you did 4 years ago, you were very vocal 4 years ago about this law and how you need to be relentless with your voice. What happened to being relentless with your voice? This is a perfect opportunity, Dave Roberts. You're back in Atlanta. This is your opportunity to call out this voter law, which, by the way, is still in the books. Get it overturned. Protest the games. Hey, I'm not going to Atlanta if this law is on the books. No, he didn't say anything at all. And Pat McAfee truly is not a politician. He has nothing to say about politics ever, so I don't blame his response at all. But Dave Roberts, like I said, was extremely vocal about exactly that law that the reporter was asking him about, and him playing coy and acting like he had no idea what to say. I'm just excited to be in Atlanta. Makes me even more angry. And the reason why is because, like I said, it just points to how baseless and stupid the decision was in the first place. The MLB costed Atlanta millions of dollars in revenue from, you know, people coming to the city and, you know, tourism and such. And the Braves were humiliated and made to look stupid, even though the Braves won the World Series that year, sort of to get back at the MLB. But I digress. It just humiliated the city of Atlanta, humiliated the city of Georgia, or it's the state of Georgia, humiliated the Braves for no reason over a baseless claim that this law was a Jim Crow law on steroids, according to President Biden. And the MLB just went with it. The MLB listened to their ridiculous, you know, managers and athletes that were looking for a reason to be a social justice warrior during this time of 2020, 2021, where everybody was a social justice warrior. If you weren't, then you were a racist and you were going to get canceled. So the MLB tucked its tail and went along with it. I can't just blame the MLB. I mean, the NFL did the same. NBA did the same. Across the board, pretty much everybody did the same, except, you know, the UFC maybe. But it, like I said, it costed so many people money and it made them humiliated in front of everybody nationally for nothing. For nothing at all. And Dave Roberts at the time is proving just exactly that. If Dave Roberts stood on principle and actually meant what he said back in 2021, he would have repeated the claim. And I would have, like I said, disagreed with him, but I would have respected him because he actually meant what he said. And if Dave Roberts protested the game just like he said he would in 2021, fair play. You know, I disagree, but at least you're a principled person and you mean what you say. This just means Dave Roberts didn't mean what he said at all in 2021 and was just scared to be canceled and felt like he was being empowered by speaking on something he had no idea what he was talking about, completely out of his depth. If you asked him at the time, you know, what this law even does, I guarantee he wouldn't have known. He would have just repeated what Joe Biden said, how this is a racist law and Jim Crow law on steroids, when nobody knew what they were talking about. This is why you need to keep politics out of sports, okay? Because you get guys who don't know anything about politics. I mean, some may be educated to some extent, but the majority of them are playing ball. They're not watching politics as much, and I don't blame them. That's not their job, okay? So we got athletes and managers at the time who were just listening to talking points and felt like they need to be empowered and felt, you know, strong, and we're going to protest this game. And it made the MLB lose credibility, bottom line. And I'm a longtime baseball fan. It made the MLB lose extreme credibility from that. And Rob Manfred, he's got a lot of issues as a commissioner, but that may have taken the cake out as the most ridiculous one that he's done. And, you know, just a bunch of spineless, stupid people making stupid decisions at the time that costed a state and a city tons of money and humiliated one of their teams, the Braves. And then now, fast forward, it's no longer racist. Never was an issue in the first place. MLB needs to issue an apology yesterday for doing such a thing in 2021, removing their All-Star game. And, you know, like I said, I hope that clip of Dave Roberts gets played everywhere. So it shows if you don't know what you're talking about, there's going to be receipts and you're going to be made to look stupid. And this needs to be mocked. Not only Dave Roberts, but the MLB needs to be mocked for such a stupid decision in 2021 so that hopefully this doesn't happen again. And maybe, just maybe, if you're going to listen to an alliance of players in your league that are saying one thing, maybe you should have an alliance of players that are saying another thing so you can actually have a balanced decision to make and you're not alienating one base of your league if you make such a rash and stupid decision like they did. Maybe that would be the case moving forward. But like I said, it needs to be mocked. It needs to be mocked so that hopefully such a dumb decision doesn't be made again. And maybe the sports world can just stick to sports, because whenever they start to linger into politics, they're completely out of their depth and they have no idea what they're talking about. And I'm a guy who consumes nothing but sports and politics. This whole podcast is the intersectionality of sports and politics, okay? So it's my job to call it out whenever you make a stupid decision like that. And now that Dave Roberts has validated he had no idea what he was talking about in the first place, I'm here to call it out and I'm here to ridicule it, and hopefully it won't happen again. But on the flip side, you know, it was one of the greatest All-Star games in history, a lot of people are claiming, and it was a fun, fun game. So hopefully, you know, that was sort of karma or to the MLB, or justice served for Atlanta, giving them such a great game because they did not deserve to go through what they went through in 2021 with that humiliation from the league. It didn't need to happen. And I'm glad that Atlanta was brought this game, and it was such an awesome experience. I hope to see it in Atlanta again, which is a great city, great fan base of baseball fans. And moving forward, hopefully MLB stays out of the political activism. But anyways, folks, appreciate you watching this video. Please like and subscribe down below. Check out our other content here at Right Side Media. And same time, same channel next week. Out of Right Field with JP. I'll see you guys then.